All right, so the Ethereum Name Service, or ENS, is a distributed, open, and extensible naming system based on the Ethereum blockchain. It was created by the Ethereum Foundation and developed with the help of a community of developers. ENS allows users to register human-readable domains such as myname.eth, which can be used to receive payments, access decentralized websites, and more. The platform has been gaining popularity in the blockchain industry due to its unique naming system and potential for growth and adoption. In 2023, ENS released a governance proposal outlining its intention to sell 10,000 ETH to fund its operations and development. The proposal also includes plans to hire more developers and expand its partnerships with other projects in the Ethereum ecosystem. The sale of 10,000 ETH is expected to generate approximately $20 million, which will be used to fund the development of new features and services on the ENS platform. The proposal was met with some controversy as some members of the community expressed concern about the potential impact of the sale on the price of ENS. However, the ENS team has emphasized that the sale is necessary to fund the continued development of the platform and ensure its long-term sustainability. In addition to the governance proposal, ENS has also been making progress on several other fronts. The platform recently announced a partnership with Unstoppable Domains, the blockchain-based domain name registrar. The partnership will allow users to easily transfer domain names between the two platforms, making it easier for users to access decentralized services across the Ethereum ecosystem. ENS has also been working to expand its partnerships with other projects in the Ethereum ecosystem. The platform recently announced a collaboration with SushiSwap, the decentralized exchange built on the Ethereum blockchain. The collaboration with Sushi will allow users to easily access SushiSwap services using ENS domain names, further increasing the utility of the ENS platform. And the ENS coin has been making headlines here in 2023 with a surge in its price earlier in the year following the massive airdrop of its governance token. The airdrop caused a surge in the price of ENS. It's come back down lately, but with traders and analysts at the time speculating how high the token can fly. Some of the predictions were $119 and above. While I'm not as bullish. I think it certainly could double or triple in the coming months. But despite the recent success of ENS, the platform has faced some challenges here in 2023. In February, the director of operations, Brantley Milligan, was terminated from his position over a resurfaced 2016 tweet that contained offensive comments about a number of groups that we won't go into in detail. But the controversy surrounding Milligan's termination has raised questions about the culture there at ENS and the Ethereum Foundation more broadly, and has led to calls for greater transparency and accountability within the organization. But looking ahead, ENS is expected to continue to expand its ecosystem and partnerships. The recent governance proposal outlines plans for growth and development, and the surge in the price of ENS earlier in the year shows that there still is significant interest in the platform. As the Ethereum ecosystem continues to grow and mature, ENS is definitely well positioned to become a major player in the blockchain industry. So in conclusion, wrapping up here, ENS, or Ethereum Name Service, is a promising project in the Ethereum ecosystem, offering a unique naming system that allows for easy access to decentralized services. The platform has been making progress on several fronts here in 2023, including the release of that governance proposal, partnerships with other projects in the Ethereum ecosystem. Currently, we are at 904 price-wise. Very far from the all-time high of 85.69. Nice. It's kind of crazy how many things in this industry end on 69. But that happened back in November 2021. Do I think we can get back to 85 and above? Possibly. I think realistically in the next year, 6 months or so, I think ENS could double or triple. I mean, people within the Ethereum ecosystem absolutely love ENS domains. We got the bin.eth. And just tons of other use cases for which the Ethereum ecosystem and Ethereum bulls are very, very much adopting is the word I'm trying to find. in my little brain. But yeah, I think the adoption within just the Ethereum bulls is very promising. Fully diluted market cap is still right now just under a billion. We're at 900 million fully diluted. The circulating market cap is 259, quite a bit lower. But yeah, I think Ethereum naming service or ENS domains will still be a big thing, I think, in the years to come. I think as you've seen on Twitter or crypto Twitter, that the expansion and adoption is pretty robust. And ENS is one of the only communities that still has a very like robust, community, and, you know, you'll find them within spaces on a daily basis doing their daily spaces. So I feel like that if, you know, when you see those communities that are still thriving, building and developing, I think that's very bullish because there's a lot of, that have gone by the wayside, raised a bunch of money and don't really have too much of a working product. ENS certainly does have a working product and is building and does have that community aspect. So I am bullish. It is my DCA. I didn't DCA today. I DCA'd, I think it was last week on ENS. And then I have some buys set up in the 850 range as well, if it dips lower. So fingers crossed it does dip lower here in the short term, the $858 level. But I think coming later in the year, I think we could see an 18 to even 20 plus dollar coin for ENS with that fully diluted market cap. Under a billion, I think it is a buy, at least for me here. Nothing huge, but it's a small position I'm starting to work on, but not financial advice. Obviously, this has just been kind of a wrap up of what's going on ENS or the Ethereum name service, here in 2023. It's one that I have an eye on and a lot of other people still are keeping an eye on and DCAing into. But anyway, that is ENS today. Not doing a live stream, just going to do the old Spotify, iTunes, and then probably post it on YouTube. So if you're seeing this on YouTube, give it a like and subscribe. We're going to do these every day here as the hopefully the bull market is starting to ramp up here in the next 3 to 6 months here as we get the halving or the Bitcoin halving coming. And things start to look a little more promising. But anyway, yeah, that's Ethereum name service right now, 904. The rest of the market is kind of coming down a little bit here today on the extremely bearish news that the SEC is cracking down on Coinbase, Binance. Definitely Binance US, as the fiat withdrawals have been suspended, fiat deposits and withdrawals. So things are looking pretty bad out there. But whatever, you know, the pricing or the prices of the tokens don't look too terrible for as bad as news as we're getting. This is just about as bad as it can get. And, you know, Ethereum still hanging in there, Bitcoin still hanging in there. And a lot of these altcoins, you know, are having not a great day, but they're not getting destroyed as much as you would think, especially when the SEC is essentially banning Solana and the algos. And we've seen even Robinhood today discontinue I think it was ADA, Solana, and Polygon. So those three, and we talked about Polygon yesterday. I have some buys still in the 75 cents or 0.075 range, but that's another one I'm looking at, as well as Algo. But I will hit stop recording and leave you guys alone and be back tomorrow with another coin analysis for you. All right, bye-bye.